This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Democratic majorities in both houses of Congress are pretty thin. Can't get no thinner in the Senate, right? And that helps explain why Democrats are talking about bringing back a much maligned but once popular congressional tool. Earmarks, specific line items inserted into ginormous spending bills that let members of Congress direct specific funding to specific projects that they can take specific credit for back home. They were banned, earmarks were, back in 2011 after some high-profile scandals. So Marketplace's Kimberly Adams went to figure out why they might be coming back.
Earmarks became something of a dirty word at the height of their use, thanks in part to loud complaints from small government groups.
So if you go back to the early 1990s, you had about 3,000 earmarks in the spending bills that fund government. By 2005, there were more than 15,000 earmarks that were funding government.
Steve Ellis runs Taxpayers for Common Sense and says that old system left a lot of openings for abuse.
Anytime you've got money that's able to be thrown around, you're going to have lobbyists that are going to try to get that cash on behalf of their client.
Being anti-earmark became a key theme for Republicans. Ellis's group identified and nicknamed the infamous Bridge to Nowhere, a regular target in the stump speech of 2008 vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin.
I told Congress, thanks, but no thanks for that Bridge to Nowhere up in Alaska.
But before Palin and other lawmakers said no to earmarks, they said yes. A lot, because many earmarks met community needs. Sandy Washington runs the nonprofit group Lifestyles, Inc., which provides homeless services in Maryland. The group actually got one of the last earmarks before they were banned.
I'm trying to think. 60,000 was when we started over here. We moved into this building.
Lifestyles used that money to set up a new homeless services center with computer stations, warming centers, a food pantry, laundry room, and showers. Volunteer coordinator Tammy Gosman gives me a tour, pointing out the family showers in particular.
And I can imagine if I was homeless and the only way I was getting in a shower would be to close the door between me and my babies, and I probably wouldn't get that shower, so...
Another big reason why proponents want to bring back earmarks is because they say they'll make Congress more productive by giving members more incentive to compromise.
Particularly for folks who are expecting a close re-election fight and want to credit claim that they got something important for their district.
Laura Blessing is at Georgetown's Government Affairs Institute. She says earmarks were only ever a small slice of the federal budget, and...
A lot of these things are... you know, for projects that are needed, but just couldn't get placed into a larger bill, particularly in a more gridlocked Congress.
Blessing's research shows that since the earmark ban, getting spending bills through the House, tough even in the best of times, basically became impossible. And for small nonprofits like Lifestyles in Maryland, which received a total of about $660,000 in earmarks before the ban...
It was kind of devastating.
Proposed rules for the return of earmarks include stricter limits and more transparency. But in the meantime, Washington already has a plan for her first request if earmarks do come back.
Because we're here. We're at ground zero. And we know what we need in our communities.
And at the moment, that need for her group is $700,000 to finish the new homeless shelter they're working on. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.